Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we've been watching some looting going on in Port Richmond throughout the afternoon. Our KYW's Justin Udo is there and joins us live. Justin, what's going on now?
Well, Sue, things right now are a far cry from what they were just a half an hour or even an hour ago with the looting, with the different vandalism, the things that were taking place. I'm on Aramingo Avenue right now. When I pulled up to this exact location, there were about 10 other cop cars here and police officers here. They were apprehending and fighting with some folks. But since then, they have all moved out. The streets are starting to open back up a little. But there's still the aftermath to deal with. I went up to a Walmart where the glass was broken out. There was plywood put up in the windows. They were saying currently closed, it's not open. Same thing at a Modell's. The glass was broken out of the windows at a Modell's, and kids were running out from that place. And there were several other stores. It's kind of the same story over and over again with these stores where you're seeing this vandalism and this destruction that happened. But police, they came in, had a very heavy presence, shut off a lot of Aramingo Avenue, got people out of the way, dispersed the crowds. And like I said, just a few minutes ago, they started to take off to go to another spot. We know there's other sections of the city where there's unrest happening as well. And right now, we're seeing a lot of residents and workers coming out of their job feeling a little more comfortable as they kind of look to see just what happened in the wake of everything. And Sue, we're seeing this for the second day, and I can say that what's going on out here, as bad as it may be, is not half as bad as what we saw yesterday in Center City. So it was a lot calmer, and it was not as much destruction as what we have seen throughout the weekend.
All right, Justin, thank you. Our KYW's Justin Udo covering some of the looting that has been going on in Fort Washington.